Civil rights lawyer Larry Craster will be sworn in as Philadelphia's district attorney in January. I'm Dave Heller, and this is Newsworks Tonight. Craster's promising major changes in how the office charges and resolves crimes, with an emphasis on leniency rather than punishment, and giving second chances to first-time offenders. WHYY's Bobby Allen talked to a top prosecutor in the DA's office in New York City about a major overhaul there in 2010.
When Cy Vance took over the DA's office in Manhattan, he wanted police to arrest fewer people. Karen Friedman Agnifilo is the number two prosecutor in the office. She says it's not easy to just come in with a big idea and then implement it by fiat.
You need to take the time to understand what the problems are, what the issues are, talk to people, get buy-in, get the process. And it took us 6 months just to get the data, just to get a handle on the data within our office. We didn't know what we had, and we didn't know what we didn't know.
She says when they did crunch the numbers, this is what they found. 100,000 people were being arrested every year, and 80% of them were for minor crimes, like misdemeanors and violations. Friedman Agnifilo says this is just not a good use of police or prosecutors' time.
We thought, rather than prosecuting them for these crimes, why don't we try to divert them and help them with whatever's going on in their life that caused this arrest to begin with?
And so the office publicly announced that it would stop prosecuting nuisance crimes. Not arresting turnstile jumpers in the subway system alone meant 50,000 fewer cases for the DA's office. After looking at their data, here's another thing Manhattan prosecutors noticed. Many people were getting arrested for failing to pay fines connected to low-level crimes from a long time ago.
They're for things like drinking in public, they're for things like putting 2 feet up on the subway, riding a bike on the sidewalk, urinating in public, things like that. And it's things that no human police officer is going to remember that from 10 or more years ago. Some were 20 years old. So they're unprovable anyway. And if that's what's causing people to go through the system, it makes no sense.
In August, prosecutors in Manhattan were joined by the DA offices in Brooklyn, Queens, and the Bronx in purging thousands of open warrants of people from years and years ago.
And in Manhattan alone, Cy Vance stood up and moved to dismiss 240,000 summons warrants.
Friedman Agnifilo says they wanted to reverse that old DA adage. When the only tool you have is a hammer, everything looks like a nail. Instead, she said,
you can reduce your criminal justice footprint and still make crime grow down. And that is something we have learned.
Crime has hit historic lows in New York. For instance, there were 41 murders last year in Manhattan. Compare that to the crime wave of the 1970s, when there were more than 600 murders a year in just that one borough. Crime experts say the ever-growing wealth of Manhattan has made it unaffordable to thousands of residents and pushed crime out elsewhere. But Friedman Agnifilo says her office's targeted prosecution of the really bad guys is also part of the story. It's a reversal of broken windows policing ushered in when Rudy Giuliani was mayor. It focused on cracking down on quality of life crimes like graffiti and panhandling as a way of getting at the more serious offenses. Friedman Agnifilo says that can sow distrust among residents and
it's really important to know who the people in your community are who are responsible for the crime or the violent crime in particular. And if you can know who those people are and you devote your resources to just those, you can easily bring down your crime numbers significantly.
What advice does she have for anti-establishment Larry Krasner, who will be coming into office in Philadelphia looking to really upend the status quo?
Understand what's going on in your office, and you will see lots and lots of opportunities for change and reform.
But getting the 600 lawyers in the Philly DA's office, who are used to a prosecutor running the show, to quickly agree to the agenda of a former civil rights attorney, that will be a big challenge for Krasner. And the rest of his agenda relies on him making it work. Bobby Allen, WHYY News.